Good Monday morning. This is Sarah Waple, General Manager of Growth Dynamics, and I am here with this week's installment of Monday Morning Manager. Every now and then, the world, the universe sends you a message. Today, mine happened to be from Carter's, the children's clothing store. Somehow I'm on their text messages. But it was simple and to the point. You have 2 months until Christmas. That also means we have almost the same amount of time of working weeks that people are out there doing work. So it really got to me as I sat and wondered, wow, what am I going to do for Christmas? But also, how is 2021 going to be different than 2020? This year has certainly been interesting, complicated, stressful, but also really enjoyable, spending a lot of time with people you might not have spent time with, found new hobbies, done a bunch of things. So this week's Monday Morning Manager is all about getting ready for 2021. Without further ado, here we go. Symptoms. Sasha looked at the calendar and realized we're about 8 weeks away from the end of 2020, and what a year it has been. She knew 2020 has been a year like no other. A global pandemic, toilet paper shortages, closed businesses, and canceled face-to-face meetings come to the top of her mind. This change in life and business made her feel uncomfortable as she thrived at in-person meetings, uncertain of what the future would hold for her, her friends, and clients, and introduced her to a new level of stress and anxiety. She wondered what 2021 would bring and if a return to normal could be expected. Diagnosis. In short, Sasha, a return to the world as we once knew it is not likely. The world has changed in 2020. Working routines have been turned upside down. Now, commutes tend to be moving from the bedroom to the office, maybe the sofa or dining room table, all with or without getting dressed for the day. In-person meetings are few and far between as technology-based meetings are the new norm, and coworkers might now have four legs instead of two. Prescription. As 2020 unwinds and the world looks to 2021, it is important to look back and realize the changes you were faced with and how you handled them. Give yourself a pat on the back for rolling with the never-ending changes, learning new technology, and continuing to get the job done. But don't get stuck there. Take another look, one with a more critical lens, to see where you can be ready to improve or tighten up your operations for the next year. It is time to make sure you are getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. No one knows what the next 8 weeks will look like, and the only constant that can be counted on is change. Here are a few tips to help close 2020 and head into 2021. 1. Do not play the victim. This pandemic has touched every aspect for nearly everyone at every level, from CEO and president down to the warehouse workers. All have been impacted. 2. There are no more social calls. Have you tried to just pop in using Zoom or Teams or Google Hangouts? It just does not work. Using your calendar to schedule purposeful meetings is a must and even more critical than in the past. 3. Pre-call work is critical not only for you, but the contact you are calling on. As virtual meetings came to take over our lives, burnout is real. It felt at the start of the pandemic, all meetings went virtual, where a phone call or email could suffice. Find the right balance of face-to-face virtual meetings versus emails and phone calls. With pre-call prep, all parties know what will happen and why during your conversations. 4. Ask for help if you need it. Asking for help is not being a victim, but being honest. Find someone you can trust and have those important conversations. Sometimes simply saying words out loud helps you to realize things are okay. Critical thinking. We're going to make you take out those lenses now. Share one thing you think you did well in 2020 and one thing you could have done differently. Where do you want to improve for 2021? The drill. The drill always starts with our final thoughts for the morning. Today we have two. First, from Maya Angelou. We may encounter many defeats, but we must not be defeated. And two, Helen Keller said, security is mostly a superstition. Life is either a daring adventure or nothing. And now the drill. First, update us on how your three goals from last week turned out. Did you accomplish them? Did you use Growth Dynamics tactics to help you accomplish those goals? And now this week, what are your three goals, personal and or professional? And how do you plan to use Growth Dynamics tactics to accomplish them? As always, Charlie and I are here for you. Please do not hesitate to reach out to schedule your one-on-one coaching, review a DISC profile, or figure out what else we can help you with. We can be your trusted people if you just need someone to talk to. Now, go out there and make this week the best one yet.